The Sphinx by Edgar Allan Poe, adapted and performed by Kahari, Shaheen, and Deja.
During cholera outbreaks in New York, a man accepts an invitation to spend 2 weeks with him in his cottage on the banks of the Hudson. One day, while he was reading a book, he sees a frightening sight out the windows.
Estimating the size of the creature by the comparison with the diameter of the large trees near which it passed, I concluded it to be far larger than any ship of the line in existence.
The monster was huge. Its trunk was about 70 feet long and it had two tusks. It had two sets of wings, each 100 feet long, covered in scales and 12 feet in diameter.
The weirdest thing about this monster was the representation of the death's head, which covered nearly the whole surface of his body.
Startled, the man jumps and made his host worry.
What happened?
The man described the monster to his host.
Your description sounds a lot like this one in the book.
The host passed the book to the man, and the man held the book up to the monster.
Ah, here it is. Still, it is by no means as large or distant as you imagine it. I find it to be about the 16th an inch in extreme length and also about the 16th an inch distant from the pupil of my eye.
The man realized that the monster on the window was really just a small insect. The man was so paranoid about dying that he was scared of a tiny bug.